Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. We are at 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Time for our weekly update as to what the heck's happening in Houghton with Susie Landers and special guest Jim Courtwright from the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. Welcome to the studio, Jim.
Well, thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Susie.
How are you?
Did downtown blow away yesterday?
Absolutely not.
No,
we battened down the hatches. We were ready. We're always ready.
Our buildings are very heavy. They're made from good rocks.
However, my screen door did blow off my house.
Did it really?
Right off. See, when I got home late last night, I'm like, you've got to be kidding. But anyway.
I'm the guy outside doing the rain dance, because when it rains, they come indoors. So yesterday was a good day.
Yeah, that's
sorry to say that. But.
Well, hey.
Hey, but it's always a good day in downtown Houghton, correct?
Well, right. We always look for the silver lining
that's
in every
right.
cloud. And since we had lots of clouds yesterday, we had lots of silver linings.
That's right. Sure. And it's a beautiful day today.
Of sorts.
Just, it's all in your mind.
It's right. all in my mind.
Anyway, so things are going
There's
well.
There's very little in my mind.
Things are going well downtown. What we've got coming up in October, October 11th, actually, we're finally going to have that celebration I've referred to a few times about introducing the new and reintroducing the old, yeah. or as Bubba likes to say, become a tourist in your own backyard.
Yeah, and what are we calling that event?
Oh, thank you, Todd. After I just before we got on the air, I told Todd, I said, I don't have a name for this event yet, but I'm working on it. No, okay. We're not opening it up to a contest because. No, so we'll by the end of the day, I will have a name for this event.
But you need lots of entertainers.
But we do.
For this.
What we're thinking of is we're going to be closing off the street. So if anyone's listening at the city, could you get that paperwork in?
Oh no, she did do it.
See, I'm going to.
She did do it.
Going to get on the.
Yeah, Todd. Most of my spots are filled.
Even for my ukulele, that's bad.
So you know what, Todd? I'll give you
the Tiny Tim thing.
Jim, would you like to have him out by your place?
Jim wants me standing
put me on a spot like that.
Jim wants me standing in front of his competitors' places.
That's right.
We ain't eating here. We're going to the library.
It's better than me singing. Trust me.
So our plan is to have the street blocked off again. This is October 11th. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon.
We know that already.
Yes.
Our order's
and so
in.
We'll be highlighting like I said again the old businesses and welcoming the new. And I'm looking for entertainment on each corner. So this could necessarily, well, definitely our ukulele spots are filled. Sorry, Todd. Oh. However, but we're thinking, you know, musicians, magic, juggling. What else?
I think I have a football game that day anyway.
Do you?
So.
Oh. So anyway, if you're interested in participating in this event,
you
just give me
magic.
A call. Magic. Yes. Well, I forgot magic. The magic. Yeah. Yes, magic.
You can do magic.
So you get a hold of me if you want to see what we can offer to have all this music and entertainment on each corner. Just a real fun, kind of like that old town square gathering is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, just kind of a community party.
Right, right. And JC over at the library, of course, has been one of those businesses that are kind of a cornerstone of our whole downtown, actually of our city. I mean, everybody knows, it's like people say, where's the library? And I'm like, the book library or yeah. the library?
Yeah. Which library
which
are
library
you referring
do you
to?
Want? Yeah. And you, I'm not going to say which library they usually mean.
Well, we love when parents come up after kids have been here for 4 years at Michigan Tech and go, oh, that library.
That's where my child
That's
is.
That's where you've been.
It's perfect.
All
I'm
those
at the
times
library.
I called and they said you were at the library. And oh my.
Yeah. Cat's out of the bag now,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Yep.
So Jim, kind of tell us what you've got going on.
Well, I think what we're going to do for this event, unnamed at this point in time.
Right, right.
So we will fix that later on. We've been doing barbecue brisket, barbecue pulled pork. We bought a smoker. So we're going to highlight some things. Hopefully the weather's nice enough so that we can be outside. If not, the door will be open. We could set up indoors and do samples of some of the things that we're doing new.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also talked about maybe doing things that we've done old, which I think is a great idea.
There's so much history that a lot of us don't realize. Yeah. You know, like what made, I mean, the Ambassador, for example, I had no idea that their first sandwich, again, tell me, what was it, a roast beef, or that was what made them.
Is it really? I always thought it was a sub, but I don't
know
that. No,
well, this is Bubba now. I'm speaking the word of Bubba.
Then it
Bubba,
must be true.
It was either
that's gospel, right?
I think it was a roast beef sandwich. Oh, why did I say this? Because now everyone's going to be calling me, you screwed that up.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a sub and it wasn't a pizza. Wow. But anyway.
My two favorite things there.
I know. Yeah. So going back, but I mean, thinking about highlighting things that, you know, from years ago, what?
Right.
I wish Newberry's was still open because I could go for a burger and a shake.
Boy, you are dating yourself.
Oh, I am. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, so my mom used to tell me.
Oh, there we go. See how she wiggles out of things so quickly?
Yeah. I want to do it for my mom.
So something old. We're not sure what we're going to do yet, but we'll do something. If anybody has any suggestions, give us a call.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, something
that
we've...
requests.
There you go. You know, things we used to do pizza. We used to do tartare. We used to do Ryan Ranch.
Really want to throw back, serve them on Frisbees.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because you guys have such a legendary history with the Guts Frisbee.
Use those as plates.
Yes.
That's a very good idea.
Todd, I am good for something.
When
you get rid of that ukulele.
And I'll bring my ukulele.
That's what happens when you get up at 2 in the morning and the brain is really working, right?
Yeah.
Is that that's a fantastic idea.
That's a great idea.
All right. Yeah. Moving on.
All right.
All right. And tell us a little bit. Okay, so you're going to bring back the barbecue or you're going to be doing the smoking.
Right.
And that's going to be actually a weekly thing.
No, it used to be barbecue Thursday, along with Sushi Tuesday,
right.
But now we're going to do barbecue 7 days of the week.
Oh,
we're doing brisket and pork and ribs, but we're braising them. We are going to start offering them also smoked. We're not ready with the smoker. It's in the building. We are experimenting with rubs, and we're smoking a sauce, barbecue sauce.
Wow.
Those kind of things. We're still perfecting things.
Sure.
I'd like to know how to sign up for a job as your barbecue taste tester.
You should have to bring something up when talking.
You're hired.
In the air.
Okay, cool.
How's that? All you have to say is pick me.
That's
there,
right.
There we go.
We'll bring some up.
I do like me a little barbecue from time to time.
There you go.
So. So this is, you know, again, like the library has been in downtown for...
It became the library in 1967.
Wow.
The building's been there since 1896.
It
was built as a furniture store, and if I could say this, I mean, it's right on my menu, and an embalming studio in the basement.
Are you kidding?
Absolute truth.
Huh.
Right?
Wow.
But once the mining era kicked in, it became the Board of Trade Bar and the Palm Garden Cafe. And it was a very high-end restaurant when the mining area was running. When the mining area went down, the Palm Garden Cafe went away, and the Board of Trade stayed as a bar. And that's the previous owner, John Davis, who was so instrumental with the Frisbee, bought it as a Michigan Tech student in 1967 as a student. Then he changed the name to the library.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you told me
history.
Exactly. And this kind of goes along too with, you know, looking at, you know, a lot of the history of downtown. We're starting to highlight that more.
Right.
You know, even the new.
Which is what we're going to do in October. It's
right.
One of the things we're going to try and highlight is not just the new, but also.
And that actually also plays into one of the new businesses that we have downtown. Brian Dalrew, who has Kiwanis Food Tours, his goal is to highlight our restaurants downtown and then bringing along and educating and informing people of the history of downtown and of the buildings. And we're always looking for something really cool that has happened. Or, you know, I said, well, let's put a couple gunshot in a building and just say something. There was a big shootout.
Brian is a genius. I will say that.
Yes.
And he's such a great guy. And
I'm looking forward to having him as just a key person in our downtown. In our city.
And that's what he's working on. And boy, he's putting some things together for us as business owners that are just great stuff.
So, and this is going to be a business too that's not just for tourists coming in. It is for everybody. It's amazing how many people live in our community that have not been at the library, have not been at the SUMI or the... Oh, I shouldn't name...
No, you can.
Every time I do this, I get in trouble because I miss
one. And I'll say one thing. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't know, you know, and I'm picking on the library only because that's what I own, but a lot of people don't know I do Sushi Tuesday.
Right, exactly.
Right? And that's what Brian is... That's his... What he's going to do is put these tours together, bring you through, and I think he's working on about 15 or 20 minutes at each building.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Except for the sushi tour, which is going to basically visit you on Tuesday in this kind of state.
Well, that's right. If he wanted to do a sushi tour, it would have to be on Tuesday. But
correct.
But he's going to do these
Yeah, you know, it's so exciting. We have so much new movement. We have so much energy.
Yeah,
actually, in the entire city. I just worked with a business up on the M26 corridor, and it's like, wow, this feels great.
The facade work's still going on downtown, it is. Which is every year there's three or four, and I'm going to hop on that bandwagon.
Wonderful,
hopefully
that's
next
right.
year. And,
from 2015, yeah, wonderful, yeah, wonderful. And there's yeah. still so many resources. The one business I was working with this week, she just had no idea. I said, always reach out and call, you know what I mean? Because if I can't fix it, I know people that can fix it.
See, and that's another great thing with what the city of Houghton has done. Susie was hired, and I might not get this totally right, but Susie was hired as a part-time employee. I believe that was true.
Well, not an employee, but a contract, right?
Contractor, there you go. And she has done so much work with the city and you know, people calling, new businesses, new people wanting to come to downtown, filling up what might be empty, that you have now been elevated a little bit.
Right.
Can
right.
you say, I don't even.
Well, you know, right. It's just, I had a goal of just working with the downtown area.
Right.
But now my scope has expanded into correct. The whole city, which actually makes my job easier. Even though it's a bigger job, it makes it easier because it is all about collaboration and working together.
Sure.
I'm not a person that likes boundaries.
Yeah. You know. Susie has no boundaries. You know. Does this come as a surprise to anybody? We gotta wrap this up
we
here.
Do.
Yeah, sorry.
We gotta wrap this up here. But if you're thinking about lunch today or dinner, go see JC at okay. the library
because
he'll have something ready for you.
Can
be
I say
yummy.
Something real
yeah.
quick?
Go.
We're doing a football tailgate bus. That's all right. September 27th to Northern. If you're interested, it's $45. We're doing a tailgate indoors starting at 2:00 on that Saturday. Bus is going to leave around 4:30. Game time is 7. We'll have beverage tickets that are included for the bus ride. If you're interested in going to see Northern on a tailgate bus and having a great time, give us a call.
Okay, yeah, check with JC at the
yeah.
library.
Yeah.
And Saturday, we've got to make sure we mention big event downtown,
yes.
Parade of Nations
wow.
and the Multicultural Festival, the 25th anniversary of that, which is it just brings a lot of people into town, and it's just a wonderful thing. I love seeing the students.
It is. It's wonderful, and the weather's going
to
be great.
How lucky are we to have that melting pot?
No kidding.
Right here in Houghton, Michigan.
Yeah,
I mean, it
we
is
are.
Absolutely
so embrace
incredible.
This. Embrace this as the community. Please,
wow.
please come downtown, embrace this event,
yeah.
and see what we have to
watch
offer.
Watch parade, get to the D, and
yes.
try some absolutely spectacular food.
Yeah, I had one of the exchange students from Michigan Tech on Copper Country Today last weekend, and he talked about how uplifting it is and how wonderful it makes the exchange students feel to be walking through downtown Hancock and then into downtown Houghton and have people cheer as those
wow.
delegations come by.
Right.
And he says it really does make them feel like they're welcome here, and we need to keep that feeling going because they're very important to us.
They are.
They are, absolutely.
All right. Hey, JC, thank you for stopping
yeah,
by.
And thank you much.
Susie, I'll talk to you next week.
All righty.
Here on
Q&O's
Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.